Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs Radio Show. Well, we are excited, excited, excited. We have an awesome show lined up for you today, and we thank you, and we love you, and we're so glad you could be with us. Coach Cassandra will be on in a minute. Our awesome guest will be on in a minute, just as soon as I can get the switchboard going and working, and doesn't seem to want to act right this morning, but guess what? We are not going to settle for defeat. We are going to press our way and do this. I know we can do it. I know it can be done. It's been done before. You know, I love it. You know, the scripture tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. So we know we have done this show so many times. We've done it from our handheld device so many times. And so it's no excuse that it shouldn't work today. But for some reason, this has been seriously technology challenges this week. And let me tell you, but we won't be defeated by technology, right? We're going to press and press and press, and let's hope we got it this time. And so it's Thursday morning for some of you. It's Thursday night, depending on what part of the country you are in, what part of the world, I should say. Well, country too, for that matter. Yay! I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Keep those prayers going. Keep those positive words going. We're almost there. I tell you, this is amazing how, this technology keeps wanting to take me to settings. And I don't want settings. I want studio. And there's something. So don't give up. Don't give up. Hang in there, hang in there. If you dialed in, you know the number to dial in, 347-945-7991. So let me go back to the studio and see if I can pull it up this time. But, again, I know that sometimes technology will do that to you, but I want you to give up. But while you're waiting, I want you to think about what you're doing as an entrepreneur. What entrepreneurial activity, oh boy, the screen is just not cooperating. That's what we want, cooperation. It's one thing about when you're dealing with humans, right? When you're dealing with humans, there we go. Now we're going to the studio. Yay! Studio, here we come. I thought we were on our way to the studio. But I'm going to tell you what, if I ever get a chance to talk to Samsung and these other people who make these equipments, there we go. Now we're in. All right, I'm going to sit down at the planning table and let them know. Some of this equipment that y'all making, you make the buttons too little for, you know, it's like they make this thing for little babies. Oh, well, there we are, everybody. I see you. There we are. All right. Boy, open up those phone lines. And Coach Cassandra, good morning. Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for standing by while we go through that little bit of a challenge. But to our awesome guests, thank you. And Coach Cassandra, take it away.
Yes, hey, yay. Good morning, Coach Felisa. It's always such a pleasure to hear your voice. Good morning, audience, all about entrepreneurs. Listen, it's a beautiful day. I do want to mention one of my favorite people has gone to heaven, Maya Angelou. But I tell you, I heard a poem that she made, Still I Arise. Still I Arise.
Yeah.
It just blessed me.
Yeah.
And I do want to say that poem. It's not very long, Coach Lalisa, because it just blessed me that God blesses woman in such a phenomenal way to just bless millions of people. And her poem is called Still I Arise. It says, you may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll arise. Mm. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, I'll arise, praise God. And it goes on and on. I want you to encourage you to read that, and still I rise. And we've got to get up every morning with that kind of hope in our heart that whatever we're facing, still I'll arise. And our hope is Christ within us. Christ in us, the hope of glory that lets us walk into situations that sometimes seem so mind-boggling. God, how can I get through this? We will get through it with the power of Jesus Christ, knowing that he is our sufficiency. And Coach Lalisa, sometimes I believe he allows things to happen so that we will acknowledge him, so that we will say, Father, in all my ways, please direct my path. Please show me the way that I need to go. Because it says that the plans of a man, you know, can be many. And we can think our plans are the right plans. But God knows the way. He knows the path. And as we acknowledge him, as we get up every morning, say, Father, I need you. Guide me. Lead me by your spirit. Put your loving kindness and your grace and mercy in my heart so that I can become the person that I need to be. Because it's about change. It's about becoming a better person so that we can fulfill what he's called us to do in the earth. Because we're all called to do something. I may not be called to do what you're called to do because he wants me to be the best me that I can be. And as doing that, you know, we can all help each other go to the next level because I can't do what you do. I can only be me. And I tell you, as we acknowledge God in all our ways, we're going to see some exciting things. And I think you know, Coach, I've been saying lately, watch God and be utterly amazed. Be utterly, have a mind-blowing experience because we don't know what God's going to do. You can think you got it all figured out because you got, you know, your stuff supposedly all figured out. But every day we arise with new mercies. Every day I'm saying, God, show me another side of you that I haven't seen before. And I want to be open to the possibilities, open to the power of God that's lying resident on the inside of me that he wants to use for his glory. The question is, will we allow God to interrupt our lives so he can do his plan in us? You know, sometimes we're such creatures of habit, you know, and we think, this is the way I do, church. This is the way I do, you know, and God's like, no, you can't figure me out. I want to do a new thing. If you go over to Isaiah, he says, shall you not see it? Shall you not know it? So we've got to come into the day, God, show me your new mercies. Show me the new thing that you want me to do in the earth. Let me be an available vessel. And, you know, I'm just so glad about it, so glad about this opportunity to come before you today on the radio. And I pray to bless your lives and be a blessing. And I know that's what the Power Coach, Coach Larissa, wants to do. And with that, I wanted to see if you had any other words before I bring our guest on, Coach.
No, take it away.
Okay, praise God. Well, listen, I have the honor and the privilege of introducing Pastor Cecile Jackson, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. If I'm not, you can help me with that. But hello, Pastor Jackson. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing magnificent. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Just so honored to have you on.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Actually, I am Lady Jackson. My husband is the pastor, Pastor Carl E. Jackson.
Okay. Well, so many times the pastors are co-pastoring right along with the husband. So whatever you prefer, that's fine with us. Absolutely. We're just glad to have you on board. And we are sure you are laboring in the vineyard just as much as he is. So
absolutely.
But, well, listen, let's get right into it. So how long have you been ministering and pastoring right alongside with your husband? How long has the ministry been in existence? And tell us about it.
The ministry actually been in existence 7 years. I've been in ministry over 15 years. Married my husband 9 years ago, and we've been in ministry for 7 years. And the name of our ministry is ROD Christian Church St. Louis. And the acronym for ROD is Responsible, Obedient, Disciplined Disciples. And so I'm so honored and humbled to be with you ladies on this morning.
Praise God, praise God. Can you tell them again what ROD means and how to get in contact with you if someone would like to attend?
Oh, absolutely. The name of the church is ROD, R-O-D-D, Responsible, Obedient, Disciplined Disciples. We're located at 9108 Lackland. That's in Overland, Missouri. We can be reached at 314-910-2523, or you can catch us on Facebook at ROD Ministries, or you can go to the website, rodministries.org.
Awesome, awesome. Well, tell us, well, what is the focus, what do you feel like your ministry focus is in this season? What is God speaking to your heart?
This season is we're focusing on repositioning, getting things in order. Sometimes God gives you an assignment, and sometimes when you're doing that assignment, sometimes you get stuck along the way, because when God gives you an assignment, he doesn't give you all the steps, particularly from A through Z. And sometimes you have to maneuver your way through the assignment that he has given you, but no doubt that he's going to help you go through the assignment. And so now we're having a women conference, and the theme for that conference is repositioning. And repositioning, sometimes you have to shift. Sometimes you have to make a change in the things that you would normally do, the things that you are familiar with. Sometimes God would cause things in your life to make you shift. And so we are repositioning some things in the ministry, and God has given me that theme because sometimes we get stuck in a particular place, and sometimes as women of God, sometimes we are so accustomed to doing things the same way. And God is saying, no, I'm not doing it that way. And so sometimes he would change things. So I'm so excited and humbled on today to invite the women out on this Friday, May the 30th at 7 p.m. We're going to have a dynamic speaker, Pastor Bernice Gardner. She's the founding pastor of BAIT, B-A-I-T, Ministry Christian Center. And that acronym for BAIT is Build Adults Invest in Teens. And so she's an awesome, dynamic pastor, and we're so excited that she accepted the call. She accepted the God-given assignment. So we come in with great expectation. If you're a single mother, a real maybe you're a real housewife, you know, employee or a visionary or an entrepreneur or daughter or a sister, whatever you are, to find yourself at 9108 Lackland on this Friday, May the 30th at 7 p.m.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. That sounds absolutely. So what can we expect? I'm planning to attend. What can we expect? What are you looking for? I know you told us a few things, but what also are some of the other things you expect, women can expect to take away from this that maybe they haven't experienced before?
Okay. God wants us to reposition, to shift, to turn around in every area of our life. And when we are in the process sometimes in repositioning, sometimes there are failures and sometimes there's defeat. And defeat is not an option for the people of God. And so we have to be responsible and obedient in the process and let God do what he needs to do. Sometimes it's like being in a fire. And so if you find yourself being in a fire right now, I hear what God is saying right now. It's just like being in a natural fire. And they have that saying of stop, drop, and roll. And God is saying stop what you're doing and just realign your life, reprocess some of the things that you are doing and drop to your knees and ask him to come in and make some changes in some areas. Sometimes we're doing some things and our backs is up against the wall and God wants us to come to him to ask us what's the next step in your life. And then after God give it to you, then you have to roll on and keep it moving and do the assignment and do what he has called you to do. So when you come on Friday night, come with great expectation, knowing that God is going to break some chains. He's going to loose the shackles. He's going to break some yokes, and he's going to set the captives free. And when you come on Friday night, come with your mindset that whatever you're dealing with at this particular time is not too hard for God. God told us in his word that he said, beloved, all I wish that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So whatever we're going through at this particular time, know that it's not too hard for God. God is more than able to bring us out. So if you're stuck in a situation right now, come on Friday night and get repositioned. Come and get a line. Come and get a life-changing word that would change the situation that you are dealing with right now.
Wow. Wow, that sounds so powerful. Absolutely. You know, people need that. People need to stop in their tracks sometimes and absolutely just fall to their knees, you know, take that position of being prostrate and ask God to come in and do a new thing in me. We looking for God to do a new thing in our husbands and our bosses and our children, but, you know, what about me? God, just do a new thing in me. And it's so funny. I'm going to tell you, it really is not funny, but I find every time I'm dealing with a difficult situation, and I humble myself and I said, God, what is it in me that I could have done better? God, what is it that you're trying to show me? You know, sometimes God uses things to give us a greater insight, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes we think it's the other person, but Lord, what is it in me that I could learn? You know, maybe it was to gather a greater wisdom, more insight, to be more compassionate, to be more loving.
You know, it's easy to play the blame game, but can we play the humble myself game, you know?
Yes,
get positioned for humility. Get positioned for submission, you know.
Yes.
And you know what, Pastor Jackson, I was going through a season where of real challenges, and I started looking up the words submission and words dealing with affliction. I think that's what it was. And as I kept looking up one word, it would lead to another word, and it just piqued my interest because I'm the kind of person, I want to know the meaning of words because words are life. Words give life. And anyway, I believe I was looking up the word, I believe it was submission. I don't have it in front of me right now. Anyway, one of the words that it meant was to yield.
Yes.
When you yield something, that's also an accounting term. That word yield means when you yield to something, you get a greater return. And I have noticed in my life when I yield to something that's difficult, when I don't feel like I have to be the first person or be the one in front, when I just yield, just take a backseat position, you know, God positions me for a greater return. God puts me in a place that I could not have put myself except by the Holy Ghost. And because I yielded myself, hallelujah, to what God wanted to do, God would allow somebody to say, hey, come on up front. Someone would say, come on over here, and it would be just the thing that I needed or that I wanted. God would open up the door because I take my hands off of it. It is something about taking, because we women, we just want to be in it. That's just who we are. You know, because we're trying to make it better. We're trying to make improvements. But sometimes, some things, you know, especially if you know you put yourself all in it, okay, and if you just take your hands off and let God be the God of the universe, because, see, we try to help God out.
Yes.
And he says, often, listen, often would you let me do it?
Yes,
go ahead. What'd you say?
Yes. Sometimes when we're trying to do it, we're messing up and thinking we're helping God, but we're just hindering ourselves. Yes, just hindering the move of God. God saying, take your hands off of it. Let me do it. Just stand still and watch the manifestation. Stand still and see the glory of God. And sometimes we don't want to stand still because we are so accustomed to just moving all the time like supermom, superwoman. And so we're just moving all the time. And so God wants to do something new in us. He wants to put us in a different position. He wants to shift us. And a lot of times we don't like change, but change is good. It's good to sit back and see God make a change in your life. Sometimes it's not, it's uncomfortable because we are so familiar with the way that we are accustomed to doing things. But God said, I'm doing a new thing in you. He said, it shall come forth. And so I just need you to sit back and watch me do it. You know, and while you watching me do it, I just need you to give me the glory. I just need you to give me the praise. I just need you to sit back and just praise me while you're going through the process. And sometimes we don't even want to go through the process, but know that it's working out for your good. Sometimes it don't feel good to the flesh, but know that it's working out for your good, because the Bible tells us that God is not going to put more on us than we can handle. He's going to put something on us to make us better. And so just know that whatever God put us through and through the shifting and through the repositioning, and even sometimes when you just get stuck, when you get stuck in a situation and your hands is, your back is up against the wall and you don't know to go to the left nor to the right, but the Bible says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And if you just can hold still and wait till the manifestation comes forth, God is going to work it out, and you'll realize when you at the end of the situation that God was working it out for your good. Where it seemed like it was going against you, God was working it out for your good. And God used
people,
and God used different situations to shift us.
He used different circumstances to reposition us. Because sometimes we get out of line. And sometimes we're doing what God asking us to do. And sometimes things just don't work out. Because sometimes when you're dealing with people, everybody that's on the team is not on the team. They may have the uniform on. So God will give you situations, some things that you have to deal with and people that you have to deal with to help you to the next level. So we'll sit back and we'll ask God to help us. And now he's saying that he is repositioning us. He's doing a new thing in us. Not that, you know, what he wasn't doing before wasn't good, but he's doing a greater work in us. And so we're coming back with greater wisdom, greater knowledge, greater patience, greater love. And so I am so excited in what God is doing in the women's lives, and I'm so excited in what he's doing in the earth realm today.
Well, woman of God, I gotta ask you this. When can we hear you preach? I just heard the preacher and you. When can we hear you preach? Because you showing that preacher real good right now. Right now. I hear the co-pastor show enough, woman of God. I hear you coming forth in a mighty way.
Praise God. I'm just so excited about the repositioning. I'm so excited about what God is doing, you know, in the lives of the women. Like I said, it has not always been, you know, God had given me to be over the women's ministry, and sometimes God, you know, didn't give me all of everything that I thought that I needed. I was doing it sometimes maybe, you know, through self, and so sometimes things didn't go quite like I thought they should go, and so sometimes you have to regroup. Sometimes you have to shut things down sometimes and just regroup and come back and be refreshed and renewed and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do? Sometimes you have to take a look at self and say, what is it that I'm doing? What can I be doing differently? How should I handle this situation? And so God has been doing that through the process, so I'm so honored and humbled that God would use me to be over a fantastic group of women. And so we're going to make an impact in the lives of people in the community. And I'm just so grateful that God has chosen me to be part of that in the body of Christ.
Amen. Well, I just want to say I have attended your churches, and it's probably been at least a good 5-6 years ago, and I can hear the change. I am witnessing you in a way that I've never, because you always seem like just the quiet, stay behind the scenes person, but I am hearing the lioness come out in you, woman of God. I am hearing the Spirit of God roar in you, and I tell you, you know, I've been saying, watch God and be utterly amazed, and not just what we see him do in other people, but what we see him do in us. Because, see, God wants to use us, and I love it. I love it when I see God use a person who didn't think there could be anything. Because, see, I was one of those people. I was always a good cheerleader. I wanted to cheer somebody else on, but didn't know that God wanted to use my voice, wanted to use me, because, you know, I don't do all that. You know, you go front, you go ahead, and I'll cheer you on, but you know, let me just be behind the scenes and creating, you know, whatever I need to do, working in excellence behind the scenes. But to think that God wanted to use me up front used to be horrifying to me. I was free. I would have to be like, hold up my finger, I got to go to the bathroom, you know. I just didn't see God using me like that. But woman of God, while we're talking, I looked up the word position. I told you I love the meaning of words. Mm-hmm. And it says one of the meanings of a position is a point of view or attitude. Sometimes God wants to change your thinking. That's a position he can want to change. You might be a point A, God trying to get you over to point D. But you're stuck in A because your thinking
You want to allow God to change. Well, this is the way I always do it. And God is saying, so? I'm God. I want to do it like this when you work with me. You know, so we have to be open. We have to be open to go to that next position, to be repositioned. And and I had a prophet tell me once, God says for me that your position is breakthrough. So that meant my posture. My posture, a position can be a posture, a stance of looking at myself from not making it to looking at myself through the eyes of breakthrough. That means that whatever's standing before me, God says, I'm breaking through it. I'm going through it. So my position, my posture, you know what I'm saying? When you get in somebody's face and you yelling and you screaming and their position, they just standing there looking at you like, you better not come an inch closer or you going to get something you ain't, you know, prepared to handle. So I'm having a posture, a stance that I'm standing here knowing that God is going to show up, knowing he's going to show out because I belong to him. So you got to know who you belong to. That's a position right there. Know that you belong to Jesus Christ. Know that he's going to take care of you. He got this.
He got
your back. See, I've applied the blood of Jesus. I've been on my face in prayer. When I've done what I'm supposed to do, baby, when I get up, don't mess with me. God is for me. You know what I'm saying? You're about to find out who you really messing with. You think you just messing with me? Oh, that's just Cassandra. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got all of heaven.
Oh my God.
You looking at me. Remember when Elisha's servant, Gehazi, felt like, you know, it was just them two? And Elisha told him to look again. Look again. Yeah. See, sometimes you need to look again to see who got you. You know, it's that thing Gideon. You know, he had, what, was it 2,000 or something, or 20,000 in the army? And God told him to let all of them go. You know, just keep the ones that lapped the water, that were looking, you know. And so we can think it's got to be done this way because it looks more powerful. It's more exciting.
Right.
But see, when God is on our side, you know, hey, all we got to do is, you know, be still and see the glory of the Lord. So we got to have that position, which is a mindset of knowing that God got us. Go ahead, woman of God, because I'm telling you, I can take that and run with it myself.
We have to change. Now, see, Gideon, he thought he needed all of those people, but God told him he didn't need all of those people. And so sometimes what we think we need, we don't need. God said you got too many. He said, I only want you to have a few. I'm going to show you my glory in the fruit that I tell you to use. So sometimes we don't want to change, but God is saying that you got to get in a different position. You got to get in a new and a different position. He said, I'm shifting you. I'm changing you. You need to come to this conference on Friday night at 7 p.m. I'm telling you, if you are dealing with any decision that has to be made, deadlines that has to be kept, or a dilemma, if you're going through a dilemma at this time, you are dealing with any type of issue right now, you need to be at this conference on May the 30th, Friday night. Come to Rye Christian Church, St. Louis, located at 9108. Lackland Road, and God will meet you there to change some situation and speak a life-changing word in your life. God wants to make a change in you. But will you be willing to make that shift? Will you be willing to reposition your life? Will you be willing to be responsible and obedient and disciplined to do what God has for you to do? So if you come with great expectations, knowing that God will meet you there, meet every need, tell you what to do, make the change, give you a word for the dilemma that you're going through at this time, you need to be at the conference. I tell you, it's going to be a life-changing experience.
Awesome, awesome. We have with us
Lady Pastor Cecile Jackson. What is that phone number again? People can reach you at Woman of God. We're talking about her women's conference this coming Friday in St. Louis, Missouri. If you're in the area, you need to stop on by to have a life-changing experience. What is that number to reach you folks again?
314-913-6918. That's 314-913-6918.
6918. I hope you got your pens and papers out because I'm telling you, you are about to receive a life-changing experience at Rod Ministries, praise God. And we're speaking with the I just keep wanting to say I can't help it, Jericho. Pastor Jackson, I'm sorry. You know, you've been elevated, woman of God. Maybe you don't know it.
Woo!
Praise God.
God
is doing a new thing, and all of us, he wants a new thing. You know, sometimes we get used to, you know, this is the way he wants, that this is the way God does it. But God has so many ways, you know, the multi-breasted God, the multifaceted God, the God that can do anything but fail, you know, because we've been called from our mother's womb. You didn't just become, you know, a pastor or a lady of the church, you know, when you built the church 7 years ago. You were called from the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. Do a woman of God. You are a mighty vessel of God, a vessel of honor, praise God, and let him use you anyway. You know,
that's
I tell people that y'all call me a pastor, a prophet, a whatever. Just don't call me late for dinner. I just want to be ready and in that place doing what God has called me. Because if you need, you know, a prophetess and I'm trying to be over here feed you dinner, that's not what you need. You know, I want to be place of giving people what they need when they need it. You know what I'm saying? So if I have a word of the Lord, and that's what I should be giving, I want to give that, praise God.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be the pastor of the church. I don't have to be, you know, the mother of the church. I just have to be available. Open up my mouth. Let the Spirit of the living God say what he wants to say. Do what he wants to do through me. Praise God. And that's the big thing, you know, Father, I am available. Available, praise God. That's what he's looking for, available vessels to do what he wants to do. But when he needs you to preach, you can show up and preach. When he needs you to teach, you can teach. You're just available to do whatever the Father say. But you preaching real good this morning, woman of God. That's
all. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise him,
Lord.
Wow. Yes. This is exciting. Yeah, that word position, I also see that it means a place where a person or thing is located. So where is God locating you today, man or woman of God listening to the show? Where are you located? God's trying to locate you just like he did in the garden with Adam when he said to Adam, Adam, where are you? Eve, where are you? God already knows where you are, but he's trying to find out where you, you know, where he already knows where you are, but he's trying to get you to tell the truth of where you really are. You know, if you're in sin right now, God wants to bring you out. God wants to bring you to a better place, a higher place. He says, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Will you come up? That's the question. Will you position yourself to come up in God? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You position yourself in prayer. You position yourself on your knees. You position yourself by saying, yes, God, I'm available. You might have said yes to God yesterday. You might have said yes last month, last year. But today is a new day. Will you tell him, yes, God, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to be available. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to be in that position. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
If
you don't watch it, we might be tag teaming this thing. But that word position, reposition, that's powerful, woman of God.
Yes,
you have heard from the throne.
Yes. So God, you know, God wants to reposition and he wants to shift and turn around every area of our life. And so repositioning is just a process whereby failure and defeat is not an option in the lives of God's people. So we must be responsible and be obedient to the process and allowing God, you know, to empower us through his word. And so we have to believe that God is going to meet us, you know, at the place at 9108 Lackland. So I would admonish you to come with great expectation, you know, people of God, at this very point of need and a breakthrough, a chain's going to be broken, every yoke of bondage is going to be broken, and the captain will be set free. And so I come with great expectancy, and God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above what all we can ask or even think, because that is his idea, that's his intention, is to meet the needs of his people and to do greater work. So I am so honored and glad that Pastor Bernice Gardner, the founder of Bait Ministry, will be coming to minister an awesome word. I believe that she's been before God praying and getting a seasoned word for this time. And I thank and I praise God for Pastor Carl Jackson for allowing us to do what God has called us to do, that he let us set this time aside to go forth in ministry. So I really appreciate the man of God that allowed us to do what God has given us to do. So come to 9108 Lackland Road. It's in Overland, Missouri, on this Friday. Come enthusiastic. Come with great expectations. Come knowing that whatever you in the need of, knowing that God is going to meet every need. He's going to turn some situations around. He's going to change situations. He's going to save, and he's going to deliver some of the things that you've not even spoken in the atmosphere, some things that you just held in your heart. God knows the things that are in your heart, things that you want to change, but you have not been able to change. God is going to change on that night. So meet us at 9108 Lackland, and your life will never, 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 never be the same. So meet us there.
All right. Mm. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, go ahead and take it. Coach Lisa.
Sounds like the place to be on tomorrow, on Friday. Tomorrow.
Yes. That's tomorrow. Yes.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Word.
Yes. I'm being empowered and equipped. Yes. We live extraordinary lives, the
life whenever I hear those words, be all that you can be in God, and I get excited when I hear empower, you know, being an author, release your power. It don't take much to get me started with power. It's one of my favorite things that God has given us. And when it comes to a plan, also being the author of God's plan for my success, I tell you, both of those books in their 10th year, it don't take much to get me started when I hear somebody talking about the plans that God has for you to be successful. Because God does. The enemy had a plan to destroy you, because that's his agenda. Kill, steal, and destroy. And I know a lot of people think that, no, he ain't trying to mess with me because I ain't trying to mess with nobody. But guess what? The devil don't care about that. He messes with who he wants to mess with. He goes to and fro seeking who he may devour. Just like we are looking to be all that we can be in God, he's seeking to destroy whatever he can get his hands on. Whatever God lets him get his hands on, he going to tear it up. And so... So I get excited. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Listen, boy, oh boy, I love being around any kind of ministry, doing those two, dealing with women who need to be empowered. Amen. It doesn't matter. I love to get to the people that are addicted to drugs, crack cocaine, heroin addicts, alcohol, shopaholics. Listen.
We got adultery holics.
We got lust. We got lying holics. We got every kind of holic you can name. And I love that's the ministry God has called me to, because half of that stuff he's delivered me out of. And when you get me a bunch of women that's been molested, sexually assaulted, abused by their parents, by their own mind. Listen, boy, you talk about stirring something up. Now I'm fired up. They don't call me the fire starter for nothing. I'm fired up, jacked up, and ready. They better hold
my
me head. Back. What? Listen, they better be so glad I can't jump on a plane and come out there. Because
oh my God.
I love, ooh-wee. Those are my favorite kinds of conferences to attend. You know, I like the ones where we also sit and plan, you know, how we going to do this strategic planning and all that. But boy, oh boy, you get me in a room full of broken, hurt women.
My God.
I'm in seventh heaven. Because I was one of the, I was chief of broken. Talk about molested, raped, sexually abused. What? Oh, my God. Chief broken. You know, no good men, no good friends, no good life. So I broken, what? I got a degree in brokenness.
My God. You was broken for a blessing. I preached a sermon one day, broken for a blessing. You was broken for a blessing. That was the reason why you went through what you've done. But look at you now. Hey, God. Look at what God has done now. My God. Oh, that's a testimony that God can use whomever he pleases. Oh, my God.
Broken for one, and that's to be a blessing. It's my purpose.
Yes.
Been broken from at such an early age. When you talk about an age that you can't even remember, you know, that means that you're not innocent. You're the chief of innocence when it's the age you can't even remember. You're so young. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have an awareness you are where you are. But then for God to then raise you up and put you in a place where millions can see it. See, that's, you know, you get in that, and so I'm telling you, if I didn't have a conference to go to tomorrow, I tell you, I said, God, just provide me with opportunities to be around, and we other people who are on the phone, so if you want to speak, I know I see Minister Valerie Allen, she knows what we're talking about, there are other women, it's time to stop being ashamed of your brokenness. Your brokenness is a blessing for somebody else. It's not about you. It's about how bad you hurt. It's about how much God is going to use you to bless another broken, hurting person, especially women. Men.
Yes.
And men.
Yes.
Men are because if these women are broken and hurted by a man, that tells you right there, hurting people hurt. All the psychologists know that. Sociologists and everybody. Hurting people hurt. So he hurting too.
Yes.
If it's a he hurting a her, he hurting. Somebody, he's hurting. And so we just got a bunch of hurting people, and we need to, and the people would stop being so hurt if they understood that there is a triumph after the tragedy. There is a victory after being the victim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You only need to be the victim for so long. T.D. Jakes taught us that years ago. Stop being the victim. Look at what they've done to me. Look at what. I stopped doing that so long ago. I stopped doing it before I heard T.D. Jakes preach the sermon back in 1997. I mean, it didn't hurt him. Say it with all the scriptures to back it up. You know?
Yes.
At your conference, those women, you let them know. Listen, hey, she couldn't get here, but I know a woman in New Jersey who ain't ashamed that she's been. And though, I sit now in a high place at the university where I work, but I was the same lady who walked the street homeless, all right, who was in and out of trouble.
My God.
Tell me what God came. I was the woman that they wouldn't let in the church.
My God.
As a matter of fact, some church churches still won't let me in. So they don't want to hear the real, they don't want to hear from a real woman that was out there. Okay? They want to hear from somebody who just studied the person that was out. They don't really want to hear from somebody who was out there and now is not out there because you don't have a seminary degree. So I'm going to get the invite a lot of people get because I don't have the seminary degree.
My God.
Or I don't have the ordained papers. Who ordained you? How about those Negroes out there beating my butt? How about they ordained me? How about being molested for 13 years and you can't tell nobody? How about that was my ceremony for ordination?
My God.
They don't want to talk about that. They just want somebody that can say, okay, I went to this school, so I know how to hook this up. Okay, but who got delivered? Who stayed delivered? I know people can get delivered in the service, but who was delivered afterwards?
My God.
I know they fell out on the floor and we got all that on camera, but who got up and went home and told Johnny to get out?
My God.
Yeah, we laid out on the floor, but who went back home and didn't cuss out their spouse any longer? See, people want real change, and they want real, but they don't want to do the things to get the change. We heard that yesterday. Change ain't change unless you change.
Got to change. Sometimes people think change is good. You know, it's good to make change.
It's like you said, we want to be repositioned. A lot of people are wanting repositioning but don't want to move. There's no such thing.
Got to get in a different position.
And sometimes, woman of God, like you were saying, sometimes it's a repositioning of the mind. You ain't got to move nowhere. You can stay where you at, but just you can have a different mindset.
Yes.
See a mindset can not only move you, a mindset will move nations.
When you change that, when that mind changed, then you're going to get in a different position because you're no longer going to sit back and do the things that you used to do. So when that mind changed, you're going to definitely get in a different position because you're going to do things a different way.
Amen. That's right. I agree. Listen, I can't wait till I can just jump on a plane and go.
Would love to have you. I know you got previous engagements, so I'm so honored to be on the air. You have a conference?
I do. I'm going to be at a conference, and them people better hold me back. I'm on fire now, baby.
Oh, my God.
Listen, woman of God, you got something started. Oh, girl, I know it. And you're in St. Louis?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all got all out there in St. Louis. I might have to, I can't. Okay, Coach Cassandra, I'm coming to St. Louis.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to get you here, Coach Alisa. Woman of God, Jackson, this is a prophetess. I guess you can hear the lioness roaring her. But I'm telling you, you get us two in the same city, I'm telling you, St. Louis ain't going to be the same. And I also get you on board, too.
My God.
We got to get you on board because I'm telling you, this roar, this fire, you know, of God in us, it's got to be made manifest so that people can be blessed. God took us through our go-through so that we could be a blessing. You didn't go through all that for nothing. We went through it so we could be a blessing to somebody else. And you know what? It's going to happen. We got so much going on. We're trying to clear the calendar. But, yeah, we're going to bring LaLisa, Prophetess LaLisa, to St. Louis because St. Louis will not be the same.
Coach Cassandra, you can do it. You know, we were there with Juanita Bynum some years ago, probably around 2002 or 3, somewhere in that neighborhood. Juanita Bynum's had a conference out there. I don't remember where it was. It was somewhere big. I know that. There were a few I guess you guys got a convention center or something in St. Louis.
Yeah, she probably came to the downtown, that big place we have downtown. I can't even think of the name of it. That big arena where they do the football.
What is that called? Oh, my God, I can't even think of it.
Edwards Dome or the America Center. Yeah, we have a huge place. Joyce Myers has her convention every year. I'm telling you, I want to believe God to be able to be in that place, because I think when I go to her conferences, and it's almost 30,000 women. I mean, it's just amazing. That's where we have our football games at, LaLisa, at this place. It's so huge, and Joyce Myers every year uses that place, and I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal place to have a conference. It really, to see that many saints, and you know what I'm saying, in one place, lifting up the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, some of the men end up coming to that, because her conferences are so powerful. And you know, we should have a word that is so powerful that even though it's geared toward women, the men come in because they want breakthrough. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get the safe and the ain't. Let's get the flyers.
Come on now.
Take them to every halfway house, every crack house, every transitional home. Let's get to the people. And let's tell them how to be a saint. And if they walk away, not guess what? We ain't hurt nothing. The Bible says, shake the dust. They receive the word of
God.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's time to add to the kingdom. It's time to get these women and men, because if you get the woman, you're going to get the man. Because the woman is raising the son, and she's the one hanging out with the man. So we got to get these women, get them changed, get them, and if they, I don't care if they're what they look like, what they get them in, get them on buses, get them on vans, get them in cars, get them in. It should be no excuse. There's enough of them out there. And whatever we got to tell them, we giving away T-shirts, I don't know, paint, whatever y'all got there. I mean, the reality is I was just like them, and I refuse to just talk to women who think they ain't never been through nothing. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to
come
talk
on now.
I was just like them, and I'm not wasting another breath on people who think they ain't never had a problem and that they just been in the church. On them, somebody else can teach to them. Give me the woman who is in the crack house last night, who was in the back alley this morning, who was didn't know where she was gonna lay her head, and God provided
her. Come on, now. Come on.
That's what I want. I want that woman. I want to speak life into that woman.
Yes,
and I'm
Lord.
Just putting it out there. So for people who got that group and don't know what to do with it, or if you do know what to do with them, they need to hear another word.
Now, see, LaLisa, what you're saying, that is God's heart. God's heart is that we would go in to the woman at the well, that we would go in and talk to the woman that just got caught in the very act they pulled that woman off that man, in the very act. Now, what would they do watching that? You know what I'm saying? And they're the good Christians. My God, we got to get on fire so that people can be delivered and set free. So you're about to start a bonfire up in here now. I can feel the Holy Ghost. Come on now.
I want the adulteress, the addicted. Come on, somebody. And give me another A. The adulteress, the addicted, and the abused. Bring them in.
Come on
Bring
now.
Them in. I want that on the flyer. If you've ever been adult, if you've been an adult, if you are still in the act of adultery, abuse, if you're in the act of abuse, if you are being abused, if you are addicted to anything, and there's over 100 things people can be addicted to, come on in, and we're going to break that thing.
Yes.
Could be addicted to a fixed income. Could be addicted to sitting around doing nothing. There's so many types of addiction.
Ooh-wee. Come on now.
Experts, natural and spiritual experts, because God has raised a group of us who have the book part of it and the Bible part of it. And God is bringing it together. It's going to be explosive.
My God.
Praise God. Well, you know what, Pastor Jackson, I'm here in another conference. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, maybe that's what it's going to take, a group of us coming together. You know, that's a novel idea. Christians coming together, not about
work.
You know what, and just to lift up the name of Jesus so that people can, you know what, that would revolutionize this city. That would revolutionize. If we, the body of Christ, would come together for the purposes to see people set free. We're going to book it. We're going to get you here, woman of God. We're going to get you here.
Mm. And Valerie, because I know she wants to jump in. Minister Valerie, she's on the phone. Her line is open up.
Praise God. Praise God. What's the word of the Lord, Minister?
My Lord. Woo! Glory be to Yahweh God. My God. The fire starter is definitely in the house on today. Who done made you mad, Coach Lalitha, Prophetess Minister? Coach Lalitha, my God. Step on the devil's head on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Yahweh God. You better preach, woman of God. Hallelujah. You better break the devil's back on today and break every chain in Yeshua Christ Jesus' name. My God, God's got your back, woman of God. God's got your back, great woman of God. And no disrespect, hallelujah, to Coach Cassandra and the guest of Pastor Jackson on this morning. My God, but my spirit is stirred up. I'm telling you, the fire started. A little fire up in here this morning. She's talking my language. She got my, she's speaking what I know that is right. Go ahead on and get them. Go ahead on and get them, Coach. Go ahead on and get them, Prophetess. Go ahead on and get them, Minister. You don't need a degree. Hallelujah. You don't need, amen, hallelujah, license and being ordained by man. You are already ordained by God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. God has called you
out.
You have definitely been called for a time such as this. You've been called out, my sister. Move forth. Oh, my God. Go ahead on and heal the blind. Go ahead on and open up some deaf ears so they can hear. Go ahead on. My God. Woman of God, I just had to just jump in there just to say that and give a shout out to Glory this morning, because I tell you, God is moving. He is stirring some things up, and it's time for his people to be free. You're absolutely right about it, my sister. It's time for us to stop giving these good-filled speeches and preaching and sermons. It's time to break the devil's back. Hallelujah. That's where Yeshua Christ Jesus came. He came to set the captives free. That blind eyes will be my open. That deaf ears may be able to hear as well. Amen. That the lame will be able to walk. The Bible tells us that all the sick and the illness came unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you today. He said he didn't come for those that was not sick. He came as a physician for those that need to be healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to Yahweh God. I'm with you, my sister. Time out for the goody twos, with all due respect, conferences and meetings. It's time to break the devil's back. It's time to break his back and hollow, take our power back and release the power of God. Hallelujah. My God. What can I say? Pastor Jackson, as you were ministering the word of God, my spirit was also stirred up with you when you were giving those encouraging words. Hallelujah. Cassandra, I tell you, God is always using you mighty. And then I see the line is stirred up in you in that respect as well. But listen, then the Lord, the Holy Ghost brought in the Holy Ghost fire. I can't help myself when the Holy Ghost fire can fall. So I just wanted to just jump in there.
Right.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Right.
Listen, I'm just stirred up. You know that I know what it means to be delivered from suffering, silence of abuse. You know what I know what it means to be delivered from sexual abuse and sexual assault, as well as also child molestation and raped in the back alley. You know that I know what it means, and I know what it means when people want to shy away from you, you in that respect, but I know what it means to be delivered from the power of God, and then the Lord allow you to release the power within you to move on. My God. Thank you so much, Coach. I see the devil done made you mad. I know that. I hear it. The devil done made you mad.
I was at a place last Friday with a group of women who are addicted to drugs, and some are addicted to the lifestyle. And I said, God,
why do you keep bringing me before this group of women? I didn't went off, got university job. Lord, why are you bringing me back before these women? And he said, because I told you this was Simon. I told you this was why I raised you up.
Yes.
I told you I didn't do it so you could sit back with your legs crossed in your red bottom pump. I told you that's not why I did it. Yes, you will wear the red bottoms, and yes, you can get your gelled and glued to the side or whatever you want, but you will. You will not forget about my women. You will. You won't forget my babies. See, these are my women. These are my daughters. And I've got something special in them. You will not look at them or let anybody look at them or let them even look at themselves as if they are has-beens, as if they are nothing, or if they will never be nothing.
And, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
George Frazier got it started when he said, we got to train these women on how to be successful. They don't know how. We got to train them. And then God started showing me all the people. He said, even remember when I sent you to school to get a degree in training, not just to train those in the corporations, but you're going to train those on the street. Yeah, you know the skills of training, the theories of training. Now you're going to use it to train up a group of women and men, because when you train the women, automatically and subsequently train the men, because they're the ones dealing with them. They're the ones who are either sleeping with them, they're their children, they're raising them, they're hanging out with them. The women have a large impact on the men. And that's what my Holly had to weigh in on that over the weekend. So God's been lining up all these little pieces, you know, from the Power Up Your Possibilities Seller Show. We can't thank people enough for tuning into that. And then the guests that we've had on here this week, you know, and Pastor Jackson coming on today and Lady Jackson coming on. And, you know, and so it's all working together. And Coach Cassandra being there in St. Louis, being a strategic player in that region, you know. And so but these women, they're all over. They're everywhere. They're in any city where there's jails and drugs.
Yes.
Anywhere where there's jails and drugs. Okay.
Yeah, because God is a God of a second chance. And he wants to just deliver these men and women in that respect. He wants to serve the gifts within inside them. You know, so everyone has been born with a purpose and gifts, you know, with God giving us a talent and gifts and talents and skills, you know, with them in that respect, so they can also help build up the righteousness, you know, in the kingdom of Yahweh God, as what Pastor Jackson was stating, you know, this morning in that respect. So that's what I believe that the Lord is saying in this time as well. So he is raising up his people. He's raising up his women. He's raising up his men, but it's all for his glory. It's for all for his kingdom. We're talking kingdom's business. We're beyond ourselves now. We're talking about kingdom. We're in the last days. We're in the end times, and God is doing a quick work. Those who are ready and willing to answer the call, those are the ones that's being chosen and put out on the front line now that I believe by the Spirit of Yahweh God. God is moving. He is moving. So if you want to get in the way and receive the blessings of God, then God bless you. But if you don't want to get in the way to get in somebody else's way, then God's going to remove you out of the way. I'm about being ready for help, you know, to continue to build up the kingdom of God in that respect. So I tell you, Coach, I hear the fire. I hear the fire. I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. I hear the word of the Lord, and I know that he is moving and he's doing great things. So we thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for Coach Asanga and also Pastor Jackson on this morning. I'm telling you, just awesome inspiration, awesome encouragement and empowerment and motivation, you know, to move on, whatever area. I believe that those who are listening in this morning, whatever area you find yourself this morning, you know, I believe the Lord has got a word for someone and everyone that's listening, including myself. So I tell you, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged, and the Lord just continue to confirm his word for me, that I know that I'm called out to do what he's called me to do, and I'm going to keep on doing like you're doing, Coach, in that respect, and staying on the wall and completing my assignment. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Valerie. And, you know, God has you positioned. You got the powerful training, teaching people how to use their gifts and how to use their talents, how to discover them, How to, girl, we listen. It's about to go. We're about to set it off.
It has to. It's time. And listen. I told you, no, I ain't about to talk no more. I'm walking the walk. Because you know you ain't saying nothing but a word to me these days. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm like a woman in labor. My bag is packed, okay? My bag is packed at the door. All you got to do is say go. When it's time, I'm out of here. So you ain't said nothing but a word to me, Coach. I'm not about talk anymore. I ain't about no false hopes and promises. Don't tell me nothing that you ain't going to deliver because I ain't listening to it because I might just walk on over and bite you. I'm going to keep him. I'm trying to tell you something this morning. I'm ready. I've been called out. I ain't waiting for nobody's papers. I ain't waiting for nobody's degrees. I've been called out, anointed, and appointed from God himself. I don't need man's approval to do what God has called me to do. All I need is the favor of God and for him to continue to favor me between him and man. See, because he opens up doors that no man can shut. He can. Listen, he is the one that can make your enemies to even be at peace with you and open up a door that you wouldn't believe that would ever be open. That's God. I'm talking about the power of God, the great I am, the one that put, when the men of God put through Pharaoh, put Daniel, talking about the lion and the lioness this morning, put him in the den with lions, and it was nothing but the power of God to shut up the lion's mouth. So I'm talking about God that's able to shut up and open and close, not man. So I'm just going to keep moving on, you know, in the spirit of Yahweh God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. And that's just it. We have to be willing. As we talked about and hearing you ladies say this morning about being available, but we also have to be willing. We have to be willing, ready vessels to be used of the Father when he called us. When he called Samuel, he didn't even realize he was calling him by name, but he called him. And finally, when he went to the king and asked and said, listen, I think somebody calling me, ain't I? He said, but the next time, that's why I thank the Lord for being a God of another chance. The next time you hear the voice, answer. And the Lord answered, it is I. Lord, so I thank you. The Lord is speaking to someone this morning. It is I. We don't need all we think that we need to do what the Lord called us to do and be. All we got to do, Lord, I thank you, is what he dropped in my spirit a month ago, is to do the work. To do the work, it's already done. When we pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, that means it's already done. What I heard this morning again talking about the manifestation. We believe in and trust in God for the manifested glory of his power to be manifested in us and through us on the earth. Just do the work is what? Walking by faith. The just shall live by faith. So when we're doing the work, the assignment, walking on a purpose that the Father has called us to do, we're walking on, and after a while, we'll see the fruit, the manifestation of his glory, of his promises. All we got to do is continue to hope, hallelujah, and trust in him. Lean not to our own understandings, but acknowledge him in all his ways as he continues to direct our path. So that's what I'm focused on, doing the work. When I do the work, hallelujah, by faith and trust in him, hallelujah, the results are going to show up. So don't get mad and don't start hating, hallelujah, when the Lord starts blessing. Because I'm doing the work, hallelujah, to God be all the glory. So I'm telling you, we don't need what we think we need. All we need is just a willingness to say yes to the Father and watch God move. God has taken me to some places I never, ever imagined. Up to the point this week, as I testified on the other night, praise you the Lord, received a call from BET. Listen, don't ask me what that means yet, but I'm trusting God it's going to mean something later. God is moving. God is moving. It's his will, not mine. I'm belong to him. I gave my life to Christ when I was 19 years old, and it's the best decision I've ever gave. But I tell you, I've been through hell and hot water. Hallelujah. But God, if it had not been the Lord on my side, so I'm grateful today because the Lord can use you just where you are. That's the kind of God I serve. He's called you way before your mother's womb, and he can use you just as you are. He took me, which what I heard Coach Sandra said this morning as well, too, a little on me who thought I was a nobody, and people even caused me to believe that I was nobody because of the way that I allowed them to treat me. Hallelujah, but those days are over now. Those days are long gone now. But the Lord is moving and rising up by spirit. The Lord told me that he's taking me out, calling me out. That's all I need now. That's all I need. My trust is in him. And so we're able to, you know, to move forth as the Holy Spirit is saying, you know, on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. So people of God, be encouraged this morning. Step up the gifts, because if he's done it for me, if he's allowed me to be the most grateful, humble, hallelujah, executive producer, author, preacher, teacher, trainer, speaker that I could have never, ever anticipated or expected in my life. And right where I am today, right where I am today. Wow. So be encouraged, listeners. God bless you, folks. God bless you, guests on this morning. I tell you, I was stirred up, truly enough. The fire starter came in and it lit a fire within me, and I don't want that fire to ever burn. It's called passion for the most part. I don't want my passion for Christ to burn. Hallelujah, my passion for Christ. I don't want my passion for Christ, my passion for Christ to burn and winning souls for the kingdom, because he who wins souls is wise. Hallelujah. So go get them, coach. They're waiting for you.
Well, also, I just wanted to let Coach Fred know his line is open, and also Zabira Coleman, Lady Coleman, God bless her. If she wanted to say anything, I don't know, but her phone, I believe that's her phone line. A couple of numbers I recognize. But to remember tomorrow is open mic, so we will have more discussion just from randomly from those who are on. We definitely want to make sure that our guests that we invited to come on gets her due respect, and make sure that if there's any other information that she wanted to give out, that she can do that as well. And so at that point, I'll digress for a moment.
Praise the Lord. I'm just so elated. I got up this morning and I wrote my paper the whole time y'all were speaking on that powerful message and that powerful thing, because we're all about the works of God. I've had that truly in my life, all about his business, all in my life, and I'm just, you know, trying to get myself prepared for what God is going to do in my life. And I know, woman of God, like you say, get out the way, get out the way. I don't want to hear the nonsense. We want to hear the truth in our pathway. I'm just so on fire for the Lord this morning that it helped me to write my paper, instituting a choice why I wanted to go to this particular college. But I thank God for the message, because it's not all about us. It's all about the passion. Like you say, you don't want your passion to burn, you know, but you know you got a passion to do what God has called you to do, to be out there on the vineyard to help others. Praise God. While y'all were on the phone, one of my young ladies called in at the moment, and I was on the other line with her, and she was saying how she needed an uplift this morning. So you got to, if you are all about truth in your life, God is going to be all about truth in others. And you have to let that shine so others can see. And it's all about God right now. It's not all about us. It's all about God and the passion that he had put in to the woman, and being a virtuous woman, because I just love it. I just love it that my sister Price is on fire for the Lord to help others, because she has encouraged me so much. Now I feel the fire, you know. I've been up since about 5:30 this morning praising God and, you know, just working it out, waiting for the line to open up. So I thank God for this radio station, and I hope others will, you know, join in, because we're on a move. We're on a move for God. Praise God, and we have to be out there. And God bless you both, and enjoy the rest of your day. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that, those comments. We appreciate you. You are a blessing. Our guest did have to leave. She stepped out the studio, but we want to thank everybody. The show is about to go out, so we want to thank you. And listen, make sure you have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. Go out there and make it happen. Because I'm telling you, this girl is on fire.
Yes.
Woo! Praise God. We got to get you to St. Louis, Coach Lalisa. My God, you have stirred up something. You and Pastor Jackson, my God. Jesus.
Just like we got to the three A's, get the abused, the adulterous, and the addicted. I think that's going to include everybody, everybody, because we all addicted to something. Even I know Christians that are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and they still got those addictive behaviors, you know. So, you know, if nothing else, addicted to religion. God wants us to be addicted to Him, you know, but sometimes we let religion in the way of being who all God has called us to be, because, you know, we don't see it being done anyway but the way we think it should be done. But God, you know, we get on fire for so much. That's God's heart right there. We don't have to get in these debates, arguments, and you ain't doing it the way I think you should do it. No, no, no. It's about the way God says we should do it. And chief among all things is that we love one another. Can you love me? Can you love me? Or you just want to have, the big mouth and tell me how I need to do it according to what you think. But it's according to what the word that says, you know, and God's heart is for souls. So let us get on fire to win somebody to the kingdom today. Let's use our mouth for good to bring somebody into the kingdom of God, to be a blessing. Amen. That's what it's all about. I know the phone is about to, the show is about to cut off, so I'm going to be leaving the studio in a minute. But I just want to bless everyone. Thank you for checking in. We love you. Let's go out and love somebody today. Okay, I know you know it all, but let's go out there and love somebody. That's what it's all about, loving people in the kingdom. Amen.
Praise God. The Lord.
Go right ahead.
Bless the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. To God be all the glory for this awesome broadcast on today. I thank the Lord for all about the Entrepreneur Show with Coach Cassandra and Coach Elise, and also with the guest on this morning, Pastor Jackson. Praise ye the Lord. As I announced earlier coming in, this is Minister Valerie Allen. I don't know everything, hallelujah, but I'm just grateful, as I announced earlier, with no disrespect to anyone on this show on this morning, hallelujah, but I do be moved by the Spirit of Yahweh, God. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm still learning, amen, and I'm open for correction as the Spirit of the Lord speaks. But absolutely, Coach Cassandra, we're always, the Lord has called us to do first and fourth, is to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are to love. We are to love. So I thank the Lord for love today, because it's love that lifted me. It's love that lifted me and caused me to be who I am and where I am. Because if it wasn't for love, I mean, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So you're right. It's not about being a know-it-all and truth and all this sort of thing. It's about doing what God has called you to do in the spirit of love, as we've been taught and preached to, and all these wonderful accolades, you know, from other people in that respect. So I commend you, Coach Cassandra. I commend you. I believe that you're doing a great job here. I hear Coach Lisa say it all the time, if it had not been the Lord sending you here to her, assisting her, the broadcast, the show probably wouldn't be as elevated where it is now. So we're grateful for you and the love that the Lord allows you to love on her, you know, to bring this broadcast, the show here, to full fruition. So God bless you, great woman of God. God bless you, great woman of God.
Oh,
I just get excited sometimes. I know what it means to be a guest, if you will, feel like somebody done come over and stepped on your toes or just took your spot or something like that. But I'm going to blame Coach today. Coach Lisa, I just got stirred up. But usually, you know, I call in and just listen in, because I have no desire to disrespect anyone in that respect. But I'm grateful. God is truly moving, and He's blessing, and I'm just in awe with the power of God and what the possibilities, just the possibilities of what God can do, when we really step out, you know, on faith and trust God. I mean, that, you know, we say it, that the world is ours or whatever have you, or that, you know, there's no limits and things, but truly with God, all things are possible. They really, really, really are. So God bless you, ladies. Thank you so, so very much for always allowing me space and time. And listen, to God be all the glory. And I love you, Coach Cassandra. I can never say the word, pronounce it correctly, expialidosis. Is that what it is? And having a great day, a great, great, great day.
Minister Valerie, we love you. I love you. What you said was perfect. No, I wasn't saying anything about what you said. No, no, I appreciate it. We love you, woman of God. You keep on talking. You keep on calling in. You keep on, interrupting us because it was all good. We love
no,
you.
No, but I agree with what you said. When you when, no, but it's true. When you have a guest, and I want to be mindful of that this morning. When you have a guest, you know, I used to say this myself when I would watch the television shows. And I would hear the host have more to say than the guest. And I'd be like, well, why did you have a guest on? I wanted to hear from the guest. And actually, I've had that said to me once when I had a guest on our, you know, our internet radio ministry show. And I was speaking to a guest, and her friend called in, and her friend said, listen, she said, yeah, the show was excellent and everything. She said, but I wanted to hear a little bit more from her. I said, wow. I said, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I said, you know, it's interesting because I used to feel the same way. So, but, you know, God chose to know whom he loves. And I'm a big girl. You know, we talk about wearing the big girl panties. Listen, I'm a big girl wearing some real big girl panties. So, hello. It's all good. It's all good.
You are
it's
so
all
funny.
Good. It's
you
all good.
So
and like
funny.
Coach said, it's like Coach said, you know, Friday is that open mic, and who knows? You know, if I'm led by the Spirit and called in, who knows what the Lord will do and how he'll rip it up again and things of that nature. But being mindful, absolutely being mindful of your guests, and I certainly appreciate that. And so kudos to Pastor Jenkins when she has an opportunity to listen back into the archives. God bless her for the great things that she is doing because she gave and delivered a powerful message on this morning of hope and inspiration and encouragement about, you know, using your God-given talents and abilities, your gifts, and being an entrepreneur. And as you said, Coach Cassandra, she was preaching. She sure enough was preaching up in here this morning. So we thank the Lord for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
yes,
you, thank
yes.
you. God
thank
bless
God
you.
Thank God for Pastor Jackson and for Prophetess Lalisa because she showed
oh,
up
yeah.
that loop.
Yeah, she showed off this morning. She did. Coach showed off this morning. I know she angry. Somebody the devil done made her mad. And she is on the walkout. She
yes,
ain't taking
yes,
no
yes.
for an answer. So I hear her.
actually. Mad at any? I'm not mad at the devil.
No, I'm
not
like with the devil, not a person, the spirit. You know what I'm saying?
What I said, though.
Yeah, we need to be mad at the devil. I don't know what you're talking about. We need to be mad. We need to put our foot on him.
Keep him where he belongs. That's what you came in here doing this morning with some fire. She sure enough wasn't taking no prisoners, I tell you that.
we never need to apologize
Coach,
for being mad at the devil.
You need
okay.
to listen to the archive because you came in, girl, listen, like what's one of them an outlaw back in the day riding in town. Girl, you wasn't listening. You was roping them up.
I just want to finish my sentence. I'm not mad at him because I hate him. I don't have to waste energy being mad because I hate him and he knows he's on my hate list. Every day, all day. So when I said I'm mad, I had another part of that sentence. I'm not mad because I hate him. But here's what I am. Here's what I am. I'm fully in love with my purpose. I know what
Amen.
God called me.
Amen.
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 That's what that was really my happy speech. Because nothing makes me more happy than to see that group of women find their purpose. And
yes.
That excites me. So it's really, you know, it's really not being mad. It's being happy with what we know we can do. It was like with Jesus. All that Jesus had facing him, look at how he he loved what he did. He loved what he was called to do. He was called to suffer, and he was called to, you know, but he loved it, you know. And I think that we should get a righteous indignation about what we're called to do, and so that the enemy knows that we're not playing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and that's exactly what I'm saying. You let the devil know today, and we're going to put it in your words, that you ain't playing. You let the devil know. I mean, truly, you came in like a storm this morning, and it just blessed me.
We're tired of playing around because our children are dying in the street. Half of us don't know if they got it or not. We don't get an opportunity. Marriages are still failing at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's some adultery going on. okay?
Absolutely. In and out,
okay? We still got, it used to be where just the members were going through a lot of divorce. Now we got pastors on national television standing up talking about,
right. Yeah,
I'm divorced.
Amen, that's
yeah.
right. That's
Which
right.
Is, that's their right. That's their business. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's time for us to stand up and give a word to, we can't hold back, in other words.
Amen.
No more holding. Because somebody's life may be in jeopardy while we're holding back and don't want to say. That's my point.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs that boldness. Some man, some woman, some child needs that boldness to be able to do like Daniel did in the backseat of the car the other day. Devil, get away from me. Somebody ain't doing that. Somebody's not
That's
doing
right.
that because the devil was having them for lunch. We're not doing that. Okay? And we have to go, and I'm just fired up. What I'm fired up about is having the opportunity to go out and teach this. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I'm so happy. I could just run out here right now. I'm so happy.
I know that's right.
Like, I got such a relief from being at Resurrection Kingdom. Listening to George, listening to the speaker this week. I am relieved. I am so relieved. I know I wrote the book about relief, but I am so relieved.
Praise the Lord. Yes, you are.
Yeah, to go.
Yes, you really are.
To take this message to the people. I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared of anybody.
Hallelujah.
And what they do.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm not afraid if somebody asks me, well, who's your covering? If another person asks me that, I may just slap them.
Oh, well, see, Lord, help us.
No. You know why? Because I'm going to say, you don't know. I'm going to do like George.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what my apostle said to me when someone asked you that question in regards to the ministry in this day and age. He said, they're just trying to, like, size you up, you know, in that respect, and with tradition and religion. You know, in that respect, and they're not moving by the spirit, you know, of our Father Yahweh God in that respect, and that's what he taught me that in that respect. So he said, if someone asks you for your credentials, tell them to talk to me. Because we know that you've been called and ordained by God himself, and I don't need, you know, a degree or license or something in that respect to do the work that the Father called me to do. But that's the time where we live. That's the time when we see what we do. Unfortunately, in the kingdom, we work the kingdom. Unfortunately, like the world does, when it comes to secular employment and things of that nature, we got to have the whole resume. We got to have all the credentials. We have to have the background. But we don't take into consider like what you were saying, Coach. What about your experience? What about 13 years of being raped against your very own will, child molested for 13 years? What about that? What about being raped in the back seat of a car when you was nearly blind and couldn't even see who was actually raping you and things about that? What about that? What about those things being put on your resume, if you will, from a spiritual perspective? And I get exactly what you were talking about in that respect, but that's what I'm saying. We just compare to the world, you know, in that respect. I think we have gone so far away from the word because when it comes down to it, not one of the apostles that started out as disciples of Yeshua Christ Jesus, the Master himself, the Messiah, taught them. He taught them everything they need to know about ministry in that respect. Not one of them ever had an actual physical credential of paper and or a license, if you will. The Holy Ghost, as I remember the Bible tell us, fell upon them. And when the Holy Ghost filled them, then they went out and preached and was able to build a physical church, if you will. So where do we get all of this from? But I think we're so focused on wanting to compete with the world system that we lose mind sight and eyesight of what the kingdom is, What does God have to say about it? So you're right.
But they never had. And they never had a ceremony that they invited people to, talking about come and see me get ordained. Here's
Not
the thing.
Even.
Do the work. Do the work of the evangelist. Do the
That's
work
what the word
of a
That's
prophet.
What apostle
Do the work
Let your election
of an apostle.
And your call be sure.
Amen.
I'm doing the work. And that's all we're saying. We're saying is that we're coming forth and we're going to do it. And if somebody says it to me, who is your covering? That means then you must don't know Jesus. Because if he's covering me, just
that's
like
right.
he's covering you. Because the Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust.
Oh,
so
wait,
if
it
covering you,
wasn't it the Lord that raised you up? Hello? Wasn't
come
it the Lord
now.
That raised you up? Who
well,
raised
well,
you up?
Well,
who raised you
because
up
see,
and called
here's
you
the thing.
Out to do what you called to do?
Because here's the
so
thing.
Now why
they
is
don't
it
know.
For me?
They
now
don't
why
know.
Is it different for me?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. They don't know that we have that we can read. And I have
yeah.
sat and read. There was a woman at Essex County College when I worked there 12 years ago. She gave me a thick booklet of how the church she was under, how they got started. My
Jesus.
My aunt, some of y'all know my aunt because I talk about her sometimes, Aunt
yes,
Elaine
yes, yes.
in Philadelphia, Church of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have been there. Her,
oh, yeah.
she started that church. And I can go there anytime I want and get any papers. What papers you want me to get? Here's the
yes,
thing.
Exactly.
We better stop looking for the papers and start looking for the anointing.
That's
anointing.
What I was about
that's
to say.
It.
The anointing.
Because papers.
It's the anointing of God that breaks every yoke.
The yoke. Not a piece of paper. Not a piece of
not
paper.
Not the paper. I can have all the
not
papers
paper.
I want. As a matter of fact, I do have some credentials.
And this,
however,
there you
it
go.
Ain't the papers that's going to break the yoke. It ain't the
papers
that's
good.
Going to deliver. It ain't the
papers
that's going to heal. It ain't the
that's
papers
right.
that's going to set free. It's the power of God working in and through me. Hallelujah. That's what I want. And so you may
and
not
when,
be mad today. Listen, but I am. I am mad. And I'm angry with the devil. You
I
may
feel
not
good.
Be, but I'm telling you publicly, I am. Because I have
yes,
had
yes.
enough of Satan
Jesus.
Trying to have rule over me, my household, my family, and my community. So,
yes,
yeah, I'm mad. Yes, I do have the passion of Christ, but I'm mad. And I ain't calling it righteous indignation. No, I'm straight out angry. I
all
can
right.
be angry and
all
say
right,
not. Thus said the word of the Lord. So I have had enough. Because Satan
yeah.
is riding my back just like he's riding yours. And the more that
mm-hmm.
you are assigned on assignment and you go off on your
right,
assignment,
girl.
Listen, those attacks don't stop. They just get more amped up. They just get more amped up. But I'm grateful for the word that tells
Lord,
me no
Lord
weapon
Jesus.
Formed against me shall prosper. Those attacks
yes.
don't come, absolutely. Those weapons are going to form. Yes, they are. But praise
yes,
you,
yes,
the Lord,
yes.
by the power of God, they're not going to form. And so I'm determined, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like, I'm moving
well.
On. But yes, I'm mad. I'm mad because I look at the news every day, and here we got something. We got this going on. We got that going on. We got death. I mean, I even get mad at death because, you know, even with the spirit of death, even though we know Ecclesiastes 3, there's a season and time for everything. There's a time to live and there's a time to die. But even us as born-again believers, sometimes we even get caught up with death. Do you know that death can even be a distraction from your call and your assignment? Because now we have to take time out, and please don't misunderstand me. Because the
mm-hmm.
Bible tells us, you know, those will be comforted when you mourn. If you mourn, you're going to be comforted. There's no doubt about it. But there's some of us that think that we've taken it to another level when death comes. We don't look at it as, well, okay, we're not going to be here always. Amen. But the time is going to come. We don't prepare ourselves, I don't think, for death. So when death comes, we go through all these ceremonies. And all these traditions and things of that nature. And the next thing we know, here we are falling out of love with the family, with the friends, with the whomever. You know,
my
in
God.
That respect.
Well, here's what
and
we're
I can
gonna
understand
do.
Now
well,
why Yeshua Christ
do.
Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Because even that can be a distraction. Here you are moving on. You even have an appointment and an assignment by God. But now you have to counsel whatever because you got to go bury so-and-so and so-and-who, even if it's your closest friend. I understand. Why Christ said to his disciples, listen, let the dead bury the dead. Because when you call by God, sometimes you just got to get up and go. You
that's
can't
right.
let nothing distract you. Become death, hell, hot water, sickness, illness, diseases, dysfunction. There are times we got to press our way through. So
that's
if I'm mad, yes, I am. Because even here I'm on assignment, and now Satan wants to afflict my son with a cold or flu or whatever this foolishness is. Yeah, I'm mad. Because that's a distraction, and now I have to take care of him. Not that I'm not supposed to take care of my child, but we got things to do. I ain't got time for the devil. I ain't got time for him to be holding me back.
That's what I'm saying. So, yes, I am. I'm mad because I do have the passion for Christ, and I get tired of being sick and tired of Satan. But that's why we always got to redress with the whole armor of God. We have to continue to fight the good fight of faith. And so I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm pressing, and I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. And I tell you again, Coach, you have stirred me up this morning. You have stirred me up this morning. My God. So you don't be mad. I'll be mad for you. I'm mad.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we have surely had some show on today. We thank everyone for tuning in, for staying with us. We will be back tomorrow. We will have more open mic. Get your messages ready. Get your points ready to sound off. You'll be able to sound off on All About Entrepreneurs. Again, thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Fred. I see you in the studio. I see you there. I know you're with us. Everyone, don't forget to get your page on Christians Network. Don't forget to support them and to promote that network, because that's a place where we're going to do a lot of our live shows and do our programming. They support us. You know, Dave will be coming to us with the whole Miracle Monday. And, you know, even Coach Fred is preparing a couple of segments he's going to be doing. I don't have the exact date yet, but we will announce it. But Coach Fred will be coming on. And he will also be doing a 15-minute piece to encourage and to motivate. But we have a responsibility to be good stewards over what God has given us, our talents, our gifts, our skills, our abilities, and our time, and our money. But we also, and some of us are gifted, naturally gifted at being entrepreneurs. That means we'll start businesses, we'll run businesses, we'll manage businesses of all sorts, okay? So it's all about entrepreneurs started so that we could encourage entrepreneurs, because we started at a time when a lot of people couldn't get jobs. And then the thought came, well, if people can't get a job, the next best thing is to make a job. There's only two options, or three. You get a job. You get on welfare or public assistance, or you make a job. There's only three options, pretty much, all right? Or you live off someone else, which is almost the same as a public assistance, but it could be a family assistance. Some people have family members that take care of them. There are some people who never go to a federal building, a county building, or a city building and get income. They go to their family members, grandma, mama, uncle, daddy, whoever. And that's, you know, everybody does whatever they want. We just want people to know there are choices. I don't ever want people to be walking around talking about, I can't get a job, nobody will hire me, woe is me, when you can be an entrepreneur. And that's really how this show, when we launched it as entrepreneurs, how it got launched. Initially, we were doing more of a coaching people to be entrepreneurs or to be whatever they want to be. But then we realized that the economy kept getting worse and worse. More and more people were being laid off. People had always been laid off by the 10s and the 20s and the 30s. Then they began to lay people off by the 100s. Then around 2009, 2010, they began to lay people off by the 1,000s. Not that they hadn't done that in the past, but it began to be regular occurrence to lay thousands off. And so then it became almost like an epidemic. And then there wasn't enough jobs to people were doing a lot of, you know, things that they were losing their minds because they couldn't find work and they had been working their whole lives. They needed a new mindset. And that's when I had attended a couple of conferences and decided, well, God has given you a degree in business. Why not take that degree in business and use it to teach people how to start their own business? Because I paid thousands and thousands of dollars to get a degree in business. And then I realized that degree never taught me how to start a business. It told me how to operate a business. And so I was like, but operating a business is what makes a business run. So what's the other piece? This piece is the entrepreneurship is the starting of a business. Just because you start a business doesn't mean you'll be very good at
running a business. So you really need both pieces. And so we kind of brought that together. So we just want to continue to encourage people that being an entrepreneur is many, it could be many things. It could be the thing God has called you to. It could be the thing you wanted to do your whole life. It could be the thing that you're forced to do because you're tired of looking for a job and nobody hiring you, and you know you have God's skills and talents that God has given you, and you can put them in the marketplace, just like, you know, Jesus trained the disciples to do. He taught them how to go to the marketplace, and many parables. Jesus taught many parables about going to the marketplace with your gifts and talents. So we're not without the information, and so that's what we want to do. And our women's conference coming up, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, happening on August the 16th, is a conference to do just that. It's our third year. We showcase people that have started businesses. You can talk to them firsthand, find out what they did. We bring people to the platform to encourage you, and then I'll be there to show you some steps, and others will be there to show you steps as well. So that's what's happening on August the 16th. But leading up to that, we have a website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. We have a website. So I know a lot of times we get, you know, caught up in the preaching and the teaching on the show, which is great and wonderful. I love it. But I want to make sure that the entrepreneurs get something too, because even though people don't, not everybody listens to this show live. There are a lot of people who tell me, oh, I heard the show. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see you on the call. But they go back and they listen to the archive. So I want to make sure that those people who are listening to the archives, who are coming because you're an entrepreneur and you want to know more about how to get your business started, managed, growing, going, marketed, what have you, to make sure you know that we're here for you and that you can contact Coach Cassandra, you can contact myself, Coach Fred, you can contact David Knight, also the CEO and founder. He's the CEO and founder of Christian Social Network. You have Minister Valerie Allen. She's the CEO of Here We Are to Worship, and she has a documentary that she's also the CEO of. So we are CEOs. Don't get it twisted. We are entrepreneurs, you know, and just because you have a job, I have a job for someone, but I'm still an entrepreneur, okay? It just means that you have multiple streams of income, right? And I have another lady that I'm working with, one of my partners. She is a teacher of how to have five streams of income. You know, in the Garden of Eden, there were five streams of body of water that went out from the garden that watered it, five streams. And I know Jeannie Jakes did a big teaching on this some years ago. So, you know, cause, you know, when one stream dries up, a lot of people lost their homes because their one stream of income dried up. They didn't lose their home so much because of the mortgage crisis, but that was part of it. But if your mortgage, if you're paying your mortgage with one income, if that income goes away, then what? So I learned that, and some people have two streams simply because there's two income earners in the household, both each have a job. That's one way to have at least two streams. Some people have three streams because there's maybe two parents and a child or whatever. But one person can have five streams, and we want to be able to show people how to do that. And that's what I'm excited about, that teaching as well. So you can work for someone. You can have your own network marketing company. You can have your own startup company, whether you sell cupcakes, balloons, or, well, I don't care where you sell, whether you sell magazine ads, whether you're selling training, like I do, I sell training, seminars, workshops. You can sell anything you want to sell. Basically, the market is 7 billion people in the world, and everybody needs something. You know, there's seven. God, that's God's number for perfect, right? There's 7 billion people in the world. Anyway, I like that. I like the sound of that. So that's, I just wanted people to be clear on what All About Entrepreneurs has to offer, because they're coming to hear speaking, because you're like, wait a minute, I heard the word, but my business is still failing. What's up? So we want to teach you some strategies on how to get funding for your business, how to get grants. There are government grants you can get. Yes, there are. But you have to have a certain type of business. You need more of a nonprofit. So we'll tell you about different types of nonprofits. There's some exciting things going on with the nonprofit today. But anyway, we're just letting you know what will be coming forth. And I think that's all we have time for. So everyone, you did a great job. I think we covered every base.
sounds like we left nothing uncovered. So I'm going to go out with this song because I promised this young lady that I would promote her song on our show. So every now and again I play it, and I got a chance to meet her. You all met her. She was a guest on the show, Ebony Archer. And I love the words of the song, and it, I think it's key to what we're talking about here. And it says simply, you got to believe in me. You got to believe in me. Have a great day, everybody.